the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is strengthening its penalties for home invasions. Governor Murphy says the signed legislation, he signed the legislation today. He says this law
significantly raised penalties for home invasion, burglary, and residential burglary. And if such a crime is committed by an individual carrying a firearm or a deadly weapon, this law will ensure that they face even stronger penalties.
He added the law extends to juveniles and gives judges latitude as it relates to children who commit these crimes. The governor says the goal is to prevent these crimes from happening in the first place. Too many Jersey residents have had their homes broken into so thieves can find their car keys and steal their vehicles. The bill signing comes just days after a Cumberland County detective sergeant was killed during a home invasion. A teen's killer is found guilty resolving a notorious cold case in central Jersey.
In 1999, a Sayreville High School senior went missing. The body of Nancy Noga was found 5 days later. The 17-year-old killer remained at large for over 20 years until the arrest of Bruce Szymanski. The jury has now convicted the Barnegat man of murder, felony murder, aggravated sexual assault, and kidnapping. The 52-year-old faces up to life in prison when sentenced in January. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey officially under a drought warning, a drought watch. You are being asked to voluntarily conserve water. Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says voluntary water conservation now can help avoid more serious restrictions in the future. In addition, the New Jersey Forest Fire Service has implemented a stage 2 fire restriction. That means all fires in wooded areas are prohibited. That means no campfires or fire pits. A statewide program called Farm to School is giving more Jersey students across this access to Jersey fresh fruits and vegetables while in the classroom. Under the program, school districts collaborate with in-state farmers to have access to over 100 local options.
Not just to improve students' nutrition and to provide them healthy options, but, you know, it's also about nutrition education opportunities, showing them where their food comes from.
And that was Rose Chamberlain with the State Department of Agriculture. She says over 500 school districts have some sort of farm-to-school involvement. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. No rain for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. New Jersey's drought situation is starting to get pretty serious. 60% of the state, give or take, now officially in moderate or severe drought. Last month and this month, one of the driest stretches of weather ever recorded in New Jersey. And fire danger is elevated, too. So outdoor burning, a very bad idea for the foreseeable future. Of course, dry weather is pleasant weather, so let's enjoy the sunshine today. And seasonable high temperatures have returned to near normal temperatures today, 65 to 70 degrees. Clear skies and chilly temperatures tonight. Lows dip into the mid-40s, probably not a frost for the majority of New Jersey. Sunny and mild tomorrow. Great start to the weekend with highs around 70. More sunshine and even warmer Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hi, in Clinton, it's 65 degrees. Jackson, 64. Millville, 66. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Weather brought to you by Greenleaf Pet Resort. Their Halloween costume parade contest is back. Treats, Halloween fun, and a chance to win a $350 Visa gift card. They've got two locations, October 23rd in Oakhurst and October 24th in Millstone. Check out Greenleaf Pet Resort on Instagram.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.